Palakpakan ulit natin sila. Okay. Sige, maraming salamat sa music team natin. Okay, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Hingi talaga nila yun. Rinig na rinig ko. Anyway, I would just like to recognize if you came here for the first time. Okay, taas mo lang uli yung kamay mo. Gusto lang kitang makita. Sino ba dito? Na-invite ka ng classmates mo dito. Marami dito. There you go. Ito pa. Yun pa. Meron pa sa likod? Yun pa. Okay, palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. This is our youth service, and two things that we do here. We are so passionate about honoring God and making disciples, and that is why this very night, okay, kung first time ka nag-attend dito, I have a good news to all of you. Lahat ng first time, dahil sobrang in love tayo kay Jesus, we usually spend our time, itong 7 o'clock service, dahil wala na susunod, we usually spend our time 3 hours of listening to God's Word. So, okay lang ba sa inyo? 3 oras tayo dito. Okay, let's get it on? Okay, hindi naman. Joke lang yon. But, gusto ko umpisaan lang to. Nung last Monday, sobrang dumudugo po ang puso ko last Monday. Of course, I'd like to congratulate the Spurs fans in the house. Okay? So, alam mo, Spurs tayo eh, di ba? Oh, yun tayo. Okay, sino ba yung mga fans dito ng Spurs? Ayun, marami. Ay, yung Miami! Ang daming hindi nagtataas, oh, kasi talo naman eh. O, sabi nila, mag-tripit daw ang Miami, pero tripit na talo. Okay, 3 sunod-sunod na talo. Pero nalaman ko, biblical pala yung pagkatalo talaga ng Miami. Alam mo naman dito, talagang scripture. Ano tayo eh, mga Christian tayo. Ano pala, biblical pala siya kasi, kaya pala natalo yung Miami. Kasi yung sa Deuteronomy, nire-review ko, sabing ganun dito. Deuteronomy 29 verse 24, all the nations will say, why has the Lord done thus to this land? What caused the heat of this great anger? Ba't ba nagalit talaga itong mga heat na to, mga maya? At ba, ang heat, natalo ang heat, di ba? So, verse 25, sabi nga sa verse 25, ito yung reason. Then people will say, it is because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord. Inabandon naman pala nila, kaya pala natalo ang heat. So, sorry na lang, scripture talaga, biblical yung pagkatalo ng heat. Okay, so, pero may next season pa naman, ha? Pwede pa naman bumawi ang mga Miami Heat fans. Okay, go Miami! Talo, okay. But right now, we are continuing our series and we entitled that Awaken. Okay, tignan mo yung katabi mo, baka tutulog-tulog yan, galing pa ng school yan. Siyempre, pagod yan. Alam mo na yung mga estudyante dito, mahilig mag-aral. Kaya pagdating ng youth service, naiintindihan naman natin yon. Sobrang studio sa mga estudyante dito. So, again, pagka hindi awake yan, siyempre, kabaligtaran nun, ano? Ang token yan. Okay, so pagka natutulog yan, pakigising lang. Okay? Pero last week, pinag-usapan natin yung the person of the Holy Spirit. We started that with the personhood of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, we understood, we realized, and we acknowledged that the Holy Spirit is a person. In fact, He is the third person of the mystery of the triune God. Okay? And hindi siya it. He's not just another force or any divine power outside the universe, but He is God Himself, okay? The Holy Spirit is God Himself, and we talked about that, the personhood of the Holy Spirit. And right now, we'll be talking about the power, okay? Can you say that with me? Power! Grabe, nangihina talaga, studios talaga. Power! Yan, power ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Parang ito, Okay, yung power. Diba? Nakagano si... Eh, grabe. Sinimot talaga ni Manu Ginobili yung power talaga. So, but of course, that is not the power na pag-uusapan natin. Okay, alam mo yung mga parang pag may kausap ka, di ba, tapos nagsalita si kuya, iba yung umuuga yung buong mundo mo, wow, brad. Diba, yung mga talagang gusto mo ma-slain, lakas ng power, di ba? O kaya minsan pag nasa jeep ka, di ba, mag-aabot ka ng bayad. Manong bayad po, sabi ni kuya, di ba? Grabe yung, grabe yung power to, gumuguhit, kuya. Diba ba? Tapos pagdating mo ng school, may residue pa, di ba? Naaalala mo pa rin talaga, grabe si kuya, oh. Yung bawat singhot mo, meron pa rin tira, di ba? Uy, grabe, ang tindi nun. So, but that's not the power that we're gonna talk about tonight. In fact, the power that we're gonna talk is really something that has been a gift, that is a gift, okay, for all of us, for you and me. And, you know, I realize mula pa ng bata tayo, umamin man kayo o hindi, pag nakakapanood tayo ng mga superhero movies, di ba, gusto natin, we are desiring for power. Sana magkaroon ako ng ganyang power. Yung iba sa atin, di ba, gusto kong power yung nawawala ako para kahit saan, di niya ako nakikita, nasusundan ko siya. Di ba? Yung, pupunta siya doon, andun din ako, di ba? Yung iba-ibang power ang gusto natin. In fact, just to illustrate talaga kung ano yung power, you know, we are talking about superheroes. You know, one of the superheroes na gusto ko talaga ito, si Avengers talaga yan, okay? So, that's at the time, okay? So, yan yung mga, ano, yung mga superhero na gusto talaga natin. Hindi lang yan, di ba? Ito, matindi. Ayan, oh. Di ba? Gusto natin ng power na ganyan, di ba? Biruin mo. Jackpot, si Pastor Jerry. That's power. Okay? So, yan yung mga gusto natin power. Of course, hindi lang yan. Ito, pinakamatinding power. Yan, o. Diba? Si Pastor Dan, no? Talaga na mga... Ano pa si Lady? So, yan yung mga power. You know, we are desiring. But parang hindi proportion yung ulo ko sa katawan ko, di ba? Alatang-alatang pinotoshop eh, no? Okay? But you know, that's, yes, that could be desirable, okay? The power that we are really looking for and we are desiring. But again, you know, I'm talking about this power that indeed available for all of us. Kasi yung dinidesire natin ng mga power ng mga superheroes, it's just a dream, okay? Kahit na anong gawin natin, pagbalibaligtarin man natin ang mundo, we cannot have those powers. In fact, because they, ano lang yun, mga kwento lang yun. But this power that I'm gonna talk about is really available for all of us. And in fact, God wants to give it to you and me, to everyone in this room. And just to prove you on that word that God wants to give that power to all of us, Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8, okay? If you have your Bible with you, you can open it. Pero okay lang, I'm gonna read, just follow with me. It says here that on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Jesus himself, okay? He gave this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. Yun yung pinag-usapan natin last week, that there's a promise, and that promise is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 5, it says there that for John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Sabi nga ni Jesus, okay lang, huwag kayong padalos-dalos, huwag kayong passionate. I know that you have the heart to go and preach the gospel, but wait, okay, there's more. Sabi nga nun. And then in verse 6, so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of the kingdom to Israel? Then the disciples were asking Jesus the wrong question. In fact, they were focusing on the wrong thing. Jesus was talking about this power, the Holy Spirit will come to them, but they were talking about the end of times, okay? That when will the time that you will restore the kingdom to Israel? That is why nawala sa isip nila yon. Okay, alam mo yung parang na pagka may nakikita ka maganda,
o gwapo, may kausap kang iba, may dumaan, di ba? Parang lahat ng mga sinasabi niya, wala, hindi mo na napapakinggan kasi, di ba? Parang, uy, grabe. Ano yun? Di ba? Parang nawala na sa focus mo yung nagsasalita. So ito, parang ganito yung mga disciples during that time. Nawala yung focus nila, but you know, Jesus is telling them that there's power. And then in verse 7, He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has sent by His own authority." Then in verse 8, this is where we're going to focus our message tonight. "But you will receive power." Okay? Sabi mo ulit, power! Yan. Talaga uto-uto ang mga tao dito. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." In fact, if you are reading your Bible, at the end of the chapter of the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and at the beginning of the book of Acts, okay, it's similar. Why? Kasi isa lang yung nagsulat nun, Luke the physician. Now, if we're gonna look sa chapter 24 ng Gospel of Luke, sabi niya dito, "I'm going to send you what my Father has promised." Same thing, dun sa sinabi niya sa Acts. "But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Same thing, sabi niya ganon, wait lang, magstay muna kayo until I send you the gift of the Holy Spirit, this power, okay? Before we start, can we just pray right now and leave this time to God? Lord, we thank you, God, at this time, Lord God, you are here with us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just, God, fill this place with your grace, with your favor and presence, Lord God, that we may really understand, Lord God, Lord, this power, God, that you want to give to all of us, Lord. God, I pray, God, that you would just open our hearts, Lord God, and receive from you, and may the preaching of your word, God, be so clear to all of us, Lord God. Lord, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we are talking about this power that God has given us, for us to reach out sa mga classmates natin, sa mga kaibigan natin, I believe that you would agree with me na it's not that easy. You know, pag pumunta tayo sa mga school natin, pag pumunta tayo sa mga kaibigan natin, then sasabihin natin, alam mo ba, si Jesus, ganito. Di ba? Parang, you'll sound weird to them. It's not that easy. That is why it's important for us to really talk about this, to really understand kung ano yung nagagawa nitong power na to that has been given by the Holy Spirit sa atin. In fact, let me just say this, that power is essential. Okay? Power is so important to all of us. In fact, power is essential. Sabi ganun sa, do we have that scripture or we don't have that scripture? Okay? Power is special, and in the Greek word ng power is dunamis. Okay? Ibig sabihin ito ng power, dynamite. In other words, sa English word natin. And, you know, think about this. If you have this power, di ba? Di ba pag power, may explosion, pag dynamite, di ba? Sino sa inyo nakarinig ng dynamite, explosion, or whatever? Okay, bukod sa mga utot-utot dyan, yung mga sumasabog, di ba? You know, when you hear this explosion, agaw pansin. Huh? Grabe, maagaw talaga yung pansin mo. Kaya, yung iba, di ba, natutulog, oh, uy, ano yun? Grabe, second coming na ni Lord. Kita ko yung iba, akala nyo, ha, talaga. Yung iba, nakaga, di ba? Talaga, second coming na. But indeed, pagka nakarinig ka ng explosion, agaw pansin yun. Kaya ikaw, you know, when you have this power, hindi mo na kailangan maging pogi o maganda just to have this attention. When you have this power that the Holy Spirit is giving us, I'm telling you, everyone will notice you. Maikita ka lang talaga. Alam mo yung pagka, di ba, agaw pansin pag lumalakad ka sa campus mo, grabe, talaga may power ka, di ba? Naikita ka ng bawat... Grabe yung power yun! Grabe yung mga classmates mo. Boom, boom. Grabe, ano yun? Ibang lasing power. Yung konting kibot mo, may power, di ba? Mga ganun mo. Wala talaga, di ba? Pipa, sabi ko sa'yo. Diba? Pero ibang klase, pag may power. Di ba? Pag, okay na, tama na yun. Pag lumalakad ka, you know, this power that God is giving us, you know, makikita ka, hindi yung dating parang, alam mo, pag naglalakad ka dati sa campus, parang nagkakagulo na, parang, uy, nandito ka pala. Walang nakakapansin sa'yo, di ba? Pero itong power na to, pag naglalakad ka, talagang, there's such a dynamic force that God is producing in you so that yung mga tao, mapapansin ka talaga. Okay? Pero pag wala ka nito, pag lumalakad ka sa campus, di ba? Pag wala kang power, ganito lang lakad mo. Wala, puro toink lang, di ba? Parang wala lang. Walang dating. Pero iba talaga pag may power, pagka naglalakad ka. And that is why, you know, it is called dynamite. Why? Because power is essential. And not just that, okay? That power must be special. In fact, the power is special. And, you know, for us to really understand that power is essential, but at the same time, that this power is special, is because I want all of us to really take note of this. You know, during the time that Jesus himself, before he ascended to heaven, okay, bago siya bumalik sa Ama na nasa langit, sabi niya ganun, wait, okay, until I send the gift, and this is the Holy Spirit. Now, within that time and the time of the Pentecost, okay, where they received the power, the Holy Spirit, they were just worshiping God. They were just, praying, rejoicing, glorifying God. And I want to tell you that these are the evidences of the power of God. You know, the reason why we can worship God here, the reason kaya tayo nakakapagtaas ng kamay, we can clap our hands to God, you know, we can jump, pero ngayon wala nang jumping. It is actually the evidence of God's power. Pero yung sinabi ni Jesus, but wait, okay, until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will become my effective witness. Okay? An effective witness. And now, this is what we're trying to really understand here, is that, you know, this power that God has given us is another, okay? It's another dimension of power. Hindi lang yung, yes, tayo mga Kristiyano na tayo. Okay? Lahat tayo dito, mga, alam mo yun, naniwala tayo sa Panginoon, naligtas tayo, pinatawad na ng Panginoon yung kasalanan natin, and, you know, we are Christians. And again, that is true because of God's power. But then again, hindi po natatapos si Lord doon. God wants to give us this power, okay, this special power, for us to really be effective in terms of witnessing, in terms of sharing the gospel sa mga classmates natin. Yung good news, yung magandang balita na narinig mo bago ka makarating dito, or maybe some of you na-invite ka tapos may nag-share ng gospel sa'yo, or maybe classmate mo na bago yung buhay mo, then ngayon, this is the same thing that God wants to do through you pagbalik mo sa campus mo, pagbalik mo sa school mo. Now, what this power produce in us? Ano ba yung napoproduce nito sa buhay natin when we have this power? Okay? First thing is that the power produces deep conviction. Okay? Deep conviction. In fact, sabi nga dun sa 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, hindi lang sa salita, okay? Hindi lang sa mga sinasabi natin, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction, you know how we lived among you for your sake. Sabi nga dun dito, that this power came to you, okay, the gospel came to you with power, not just by words, but with deep conviction. Now, I wanna say this, that, you know, having this deep conviction in our hearts, Pag sinabi natin na nag-share tayo, nag-speak tayo ng word ni Lord, ng gospel, meron kang conviction. You know, sasabihin, alam ng mga tao na, ah, okay, yung sinasabi nito, totoo. Hindi lang ito nagbibiro, hindi lang ito yung, alam mo yung kung saan niya lang napulo to, but nakikita sa lifestyle, sa buhay natin. That is why it is so effective during the time of the apostles when they preach the gospel. With deep conviction. The power of the Holy Spirit produces deep conviction in our hearts. Ano ba tong deep conviction na to? Yung bang pagka may nagpapakopya na sa'yo, hindi ka nangungopya. May conviction ako eh. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Yung bang pag may nagsasabi sa akin, tara, magkating class na lang tayo. May conviction ako. Hindi ko gagawin yan. Kasi kung puro cutting ka, di ba, tapos mag-share ka, alam mo, dapat hindi ka nagka-cutting. Weh, di ba, kagano sa'yo yung mga class, ikaw nga, panay ang cutting mo eh. Di ba? Or may conviction tayo pagdating sa purity. Hindi tayo naikisama kung nanonood lang ng kung ano-anong pornographic videos or magazines. We have this deep conviction. And that is what the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit produces in us. That deep conviction. Yung talagang pag nagsalita ka, with that confidence, with such confidence, that what you are saying, what you are telling them is so true, so real sa buhay mo. Na nangyari sa buhay mo, binago ka ni Lord. There's such conviction, deep conviction. And not just that, the power produces self-denying courage. Magkakaroon ka ng lakas ng loob. There's courage, there's boldness. Okay? Sabi sa Acts chapter 4, verse 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Ito yung ginagawa ng Holy Spirit sa buhay natin. The power of the Holy Spirit give us this courage. Kaya pagbalik natin sa mga campus natin, pagbalik natin sa mga school natin, hindi tayo hiyang-hiya. Alam mo yung parang, Kristiyano ka ba? Secret lang natin yun, ha? Di ba? Parang hiyang-hiya ka malaman. Di ba? Sabi nga sa 2 Timothy, let us not be timid. Hindi ka dapat yung, alam mo yung malamya ka, malumanay ka. Alam mo ba yung timid? Diba pag sinasabi ng mga nanay nyo, titimid-timid ka, ayusin mo yung kama mo, okay? Pero hindi ka timid. You're not just going out there in your campus, in your school, then parang hiyang-hiya ka, naku, paano ko ba sisimulan to? You know, I realized that what makes people being hesitant of sharing God's word, ano yung nag-hesitate sa atin, is because natatakot tayo, baka sabihin nila, hypocrite lang ako. Share ng love ni Lord about Jesus, pero hypocrite ka lang, hindi ko naman nakikita sa buhay mo. Di ba? Or minsan, nahihiya tayo, baka ang sasabihin nila sa akin? Baka sabihin nila, weird ako pagka may sinabi ako sa kanila. Or iba sa atin, hindi ko alam yung sasagot ko, baka may itanong sila sa akin. Hindi ko masagot. But you know, the power of the Holy Spirit gives us that self-denying courage. That courage, that boldness to speak in front of our classmates. Alam mo yung pagka nandyan tayo, kasama natin yung mga kaklase natin, you know, we have the message. You have the message of the love of God. Hindi natin dapat mahiya. Hindi tayo dapat mahiya. Kailangan meron tayong lakas ng loob, meron tayong boldness to do that. To share God's word. And not just that, the power of the Holy Spirit produces convincing wisdom. It doesn't matter kahit na magaling ka, ikaw yung pinakamatalino sa school nyo, or pinaka, alam mo yung pinaka-popular, famous, para makonvince yung mga classmates mo, uy, grabe, totoo yung sinasabi nito, kasi mukhang naliligo naman, okay, mukhang nag-aaral naman, o sige nga, punta nga tayo dun sa youth services. Hindi dahil dun. Convincing wisdom means that you have this gift of the Holy Spirit na kaya pag nagsasalita ka sa kanila, uy, hindi dati ganito to ah. Alam mo yung pag umuwi ka, parang sasabihin ng parents mo, parang nagbago yung anak ko ah. Ibang-iba na yung anak ko. Yung parang yung wala nang nakakilala sa'yo, ibang-iba ka na. Pati aso mo, tinatahulan ka na pag umuwi ka, di ba? Aw, aw, aw! Diba? Nagwawala. Kala nila ibang tao, pero ikaw pa rin. Why? Because of convincing wisdom. Na pag may sinasabi ka, alam nila, uy, this is not the same person that I know. Iba na tayo because of the power of this, the Holy Spirit. Not just convincing wisdom. The power produced in us that effective witnessing. We become effective witnesses by God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Na pagka lumabas tayo ng school natin, sino sa inyo dito naniniwala ka, you know, parang nagdi-desire ka, one day, Lord, itong classmates ko na to, mag-a-attend din ng youth service to, Lord, maikilala ka rin nila. Lord, itong buong klase namin, itong buong school namin, Lord, talaga maikilala ka nitong mga classmates, itong mga kaibigan ko na to, itong mga estudyante sa school namin. One day, you are seeing your whole campus worshiping Jesus. Yung one time, talagang one day, makikita mo talagang wala ng mga, alam mo yun, wala ng mga matigasang ulo, mga stubborn na mga estudyante. Alam mo yun, lahat nag-aaral, yung mga classmates mo, nag-aaral na, gumagawa ng assignment. Why? Kasi nabago. Effective yung pag-witness natin. Kaya pagbalik natin sa mga school natin, pag ikaw bumalik ka ng Olfu, Fatima, diba, grabe, Lord, ito na yun, Lord! Talagang mawiwin namin itong buong campus namin. I'm so blessed. Kanina, grabe, ang dami ng mga estudyante sa Fatima. Kala ko, ano meron? Kala ko, pinagkakaguluhan. May artista o ano, si Ate Chepalay, nandun, no? Tapos, pero merong, we become effective witnesses. Pagka bumalik tayo sa mga campus natin. Pagka bumalik ka sa TIP mo, kala mo, marami na kayo dito? Diba, ang dami ng mga TIP students dito? Praise God for that! Pero I'm telling you, ang dami pa rin mga estudyante sa TIP na wala pang relasyon sa Panginoon. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit to become effective witnesses. Kaya ikaw, kung may taga PLMAR pa ba dito? PLMAR, yun o, mga taga PLMAR, meron pa bang MPC? Okay. Diba? Grabe, kung ano pa ba, may taga Olops pa dito? Marikina Science High School. Pagbalik mo ng mga campus mo, PSBA. Ayun o. Grabe, pagbalik mo ng campus mo, talaga sumasabog ka, lumalakad ka, di ba? Boom, boom. May power. Di ba? Wala ba effects dyan? Di ba? Pagka, alam mo yun, gumaganong ka lang, di ba? Ah, boom, boom. Ako na lang. Oh, ako na lang yun. Alam mo yung tumuro ka lang gano'n, may power? Usap tayo mamaya, brad, ha? Sinasabotahe mo ako, ha? But there's power. And we become effective witnesses. Why? Because this is what the Holy Spirit wants to give all of us. It's an extraordinary power that we need to have for us to be effective witnesses. In fact, Acts chapter 11, verse 24, Barnabas himself, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Think about this. This guy, Barnabas, full of the Holy Spirit, full of power, that has been given by the Holy Spirit. When he started preaching, when he started sharing, when he started speaking, because of that deep conviction, because of that courage, and because of that effective witnessing, and that convincing wisdom. Grabe, pag nagsalita, great number of people were brought to the Lord. Think about this. If that happened during those time, in the time of the apostles, I believe it will happen right now sa loob ng mga school natin, sa loob ng mga campus natin. Imagine this with me. There will be such power, dynamite explosion that will happen pagpasok mo. Hindi naman yung pagpasok mo, di ba? Because you have the power, I have the power, di ba? Gusto ko ma-save ka, di ba? Pum, pum, di ba? Pum, ikaw din, isa ka pa, di ba? Ikaw, ganyan-ganyan, pum. Not that. But the power that when we enter our campus, we will never be timid. We have a purpose. We have a new purpose. We will never doubt the power of the Holy Spirit. We will have deep conviction that what you are saying is true, so real in your life. And you have the courage. Kaya pagka nagsishare ka sa mga classmates mo, sinasabi mo, kaya kang baguhin ng Panginoon. Kayang patawarin ni Lord ang kasalanan mo. Totoo yun sa'yo. May courage ka, may conviction pag sinabi mo yun. Kasi ginawa ni Lord sa buhay mo yun eh. Kaya mo sinasabi yun with deep conviction, with that courage and boldness, because you experienced it. You are a witness to that. Binago ni Lord ang buhay ko. Brad, kilala mo ako, hindi ako ganito ngayon. Hindi ako ganito dati pala. Sorry ha, Brad ha. Tao lang, nagkakamali. Hindi ako ganito dati. Sa barkada natin, ako yung pinakaloko-loko. Pero naintindihan ko, nalaman ko, binago ko ni Lord. Totoo yun, Lord. Totoo yun, brad. Lord, Christian eh. Sobrang passionate kay Lord eh. Na-experience na ba yun? Yung kuya mo, tinatawag mo, Lord. Nanay mo, tinawag, Lord, passionate ka eh. Pero sasabihin mo sa mga kaklase mo, Brad, hindi ako ganyan. Pero binago ako ni Lord. Naniniwala ako na babaguhin ka rin ni Lord. Pinatawag, ako yung pinaka hindi mo na maiisipan na may kaya pa magbago, pero binago ako ng Panginoon. Gagawin din ni Lord sa iyo yun. Merong conviction, may courage, may convincing wisdom. Kaya nga, I hope, I pray, this will not just be another message for all of us. But after this, pagpasok uli natin sa mga school natin, o pag-uwi natin sa pamilya natin, we'll become effective witnesses. Dahil binago tayo ni Lord, naniniwala tayo, babaguhin din ni Lord tong pamilya ko. Lord, babaguhin mo rin tong mga kaibigan kong to. Lord, yung mga best friends ko na hindi ko pa nasasama dito, Lord, babaguhin mo rin sila. Lord, masasama ko rin sila dito one time, one day, next time, Lord. Kumpleto na kami, buong barkada, nandito, nagwo-worship sa'yo. Lord, buong klase namin, nandito kami, nagwo-worship sa'yo. Because of that power, because of that deep conviction, that courage, that convincing wisdom, for us to become effective witnesses. You know, as I close, I just want to say this, that the power is from God. Not because of your ability, not because you are good looking, not because you are rich, not because you are famous or popular, but this power is from God. And when the power that of God comes in your life, may paparamdam mo sa kanila yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon. At sasabihin mo sa kanila, sis, the truth is, the reality is, Jesus died for your sins. Namatay si Jesus para sa kasalanan mo, para sa kasalanan ko. At gusto niya sabihin sa iyo, mahal ka niya. And this power only comes from God. As we say those words. You know, let me just say this. I hope that when we are coming here, we are attending the service. I just want to say this. Don't show up and then sign up and then give up. Don't do that. Hindi ka lang pupunta dito, you know, I'm showing up for a youth service.
para makapagbawas lang ng kasalanan kahit papaano. Hindi po kumpisalan to. This is all about relationship with Jesus. And don't just sign up. For some of you who came here in front, you did altar call, you accepted Christ, I hope that we didn't just sign up. And we will never give up. But we will understand that there's power of the Holy Spirit that wants to use you and me so that we will be an effective witness when we go out there and reach out our classmates to the campuses that God placed us. At this time, I'd like to pray. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? You know, I want to believe that because of God's love, God's grace, that is why we all need this power. And God is showing that to us, to all of us. Lord, I pray, God, today, Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would just use us, Lord God. Lord, para po sa mga kaibigan namin, sa mga classmates namin, Lord, na Lord, happy-go-lucky. Lord, yung hindi pa talaga naniniwala sa'yo. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give us new purpose, Lord. New power. That indeed, God, pagbalik namin sa mga school namin this coming Monday, Lord, hindi masasayang itong sem na to, itong school year na to, Lord. Pero, Lord, may mangyayari. Lord, gagamitin mo ang bawat isa sa amin. Lord, bigyan mo kami ng courage, Lord, to speak your words, Lord, to our classmates. Lord, na hindi kami mahihiya, Panginoon. Na hindi kami magda-doubt, Lord, o hindi namin titignan yung kakayahan namin, pero Lord, ang kakayahan mo sa mga buhay namin. Would you raise up your hand, all of you, as we receive this power of the Holy Spirit, as God empowers every one of us. If we believe that we are children of God, you know, God desires for us to receive this power, for us to reach out. Lord, I pray, God, all hands lifted up, Lord God, in this place. Lord, would you give us, Lord God, this power, Lord God, to witness effectively, not to be ashamed of the gospel. For in the gospel, there's power of salvation. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would empower every one of us, Lord, every student, Lord. Walang bata, walang matanda, Lord. Walang mayaman o mahirap, Lord. But God, I pray that you will use every one of us, Lord, para po ma-reach out namin ang mga tao na nilagay mo sa buhay namin, Lord. God, use every one of us, Lord. Use every one of us, Lord. I pray, God, na hindi lang po kami maging, Lord, spectator. But Lord, use us, Lord God, to contribute, Lord God, and be used by you. Thank you, Jesus.